Okay, we'll do now the Maimer in Kuntresim in Chelik Beis. We'll do the Maimer for Yutes Kislev, which the Rebbe said, and Tovshin Lametes, which begins with Omer Rabbi Oshia, Mai Diksiv Tzidkas Pirzoyne Bi Yisrael, quoting the Gemara that the Eibishter, that Tzidkas, this was a righteousness, this was a favor that the Eibishter did with the Yidden, that he had scattered them amongst the nation, as he will explain, that even during the time that Yidden in one community are not able to perform Torah mitzvahs because of the restrictions from the government, and they can't do Torah mitzvahs, and still there's other places that Yidden still can fulfill mitzvahs, and that way, by other people doing the mitzvahs, they grant them that opportunity. This says in the beginning that this was said Tovshin Lametes, and then later on, this Maimer was printed in the booklet for Yutes Kislev Tovshin Nun. That was for the Chag HaGeula Yutes Kislev, which is upon us at that time, which is the redemption of the Alter Rebbe from his imprisonment in the year Tov Kuf Nun Tes. This was printed on the 15th of Kislev Shnas Tovshin Yud. This Maimer is based on the Maimer that starts off with the same heading, Tzidkas Pirzoinoi, that has been printed in the booklets, which has the Drushim of the Chasana. It has the Chasana Maimorim that the previous Rebbe said during the wedding of the Rebbe. Alright, so we'll start. Siyaita Deshmaya Yutes Kislev Tovshin Lamed Tes. Omar Rab Oishaya, says Rab Oishaya, Mai Diksiv, what is the meaning of what it says? Tzidkas Pirzoinoi Bi Yisrael. So the Pasuk says that it is a righteousness. He touches the word here, Pirzoinoi, we'll see later on, a little bit different, but he touches right in the beginning from the Gemara. Pirzoinoi means that Hashem scattered us, like he was Mefazer. He scattered us amongst the Yidden. He's scattered us. So what does it mean? So the Gemara says that Tzedakah Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu BeYisrael. That this is a righteousness, a favor basically, a charity that Hashem did by the Yidden Shepizrom Lebein Ho'umis, that he scattered them amongst the nation. The Eibishter did us a favor that he scattered the nation. So how so? So my father, the Rebbe, in the Maimer that opens up with this opening, this was said on Yutes Kislev in the year Tofresh Pesites during the meal. That was still during the Sheva Brachas of the Rebbe. The Rebbe got married on Yudalit Kislev, and this was during the Sheva Brachas. This was on the 19th of Kislev, the meal. And the Nitves Bekuntres Drusha Chasna Tofresh Pesites. This has been printed in the booklet that it contains the Maimorim of the wedding that was in Tofresh Pesites. So what does it say there? He explains, the Friedrich Rebbe explained in that Maimer in Yutes Kislev, Dal Yidei She Yisrael Mefuzorim Bekama Medines, through the fact that the Yidden are scattered in many countries, Hine, so this helps them. Sometimes the Yidden are in a certain country, they're oppressed over there. And if they're oppressed in that country, they can't do Torah mitzvahs. So he says, but the Eibishter scattered them in different countries. Hine gam kishe b'medina achas. So even if in one country, doi chakim v'loi chatzim es b'nei Yisrael, that we press and we push, the squeeze, the Yidden are squeezed, And they're not allowed. We don't allow them. The country, the government, the country doesn't allow them to study Torah and to observe mitzvahs. Now, there's different levels of not allowing. Sometimes they disallow that there is actually no choice. But to become a mitzvah, in many mitzvahs, heim anusim mamish, they are totally forced. They're totally faultless. It's not their fault at all. Why? Sometimes you can do a mitzvah even when they don't allow you, but you can defy the government and you can still do it. But sometimes you're totally innocent. You have no possibility. She'ein lahem efsharus klal l'kayim oisom afil al yidei mesiras nefesh. They have no possibility to fulfill those mitzvahs even by self-sacrifice. So it gives an example, uledugma. Sometimes there is yidden live in an area, in a community, where it's not possible for them to do mitzvahs. Uledugma, for example, כשיש גזירס המלכוס שלוי להכניס להמדינה דלת מינים, when there is a decree of the government, they don't allow the four species for sukkahs into the country. So there is simply no four species there. There's no way that they can fulfill the mitzvah of esrog and lulav because they don't allow it into the country. And it's not going to help you. Sha'oz gam al yidei misiras nefesh. Even if you have self-sacrifice, yefshar lekayim a mitzvah. It's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Eibishter made it in such a way. Hine al yidei she Yisroel hanimtzoyim b'shar hamedinas. Through the fact that there is yidden that find themselves in other countries, oiskim b'toyro mitzvahs, and they occupy themselves in toyro mitzvahs, heim nois nim koyach v'ois, they give the power and the strength, gam le'elu hanim tzoyim b'hamokim sheyesham gizedus, to also those who find themselves in a place in which there is decrease. So tzidin are some of them, Nebach, don't have an opportunity to do mitzvahs. Through the mitzvahs that Yidden who live elsewhere perform, that gives strength to the people who are living in those places where they can't do the mitzvahs. And it gives them strength, so yuchlu dilma toru lukai mitzvahs. It helps them, that gives them later on to change things around so that they can start learning Torah and observing mitzvahs. The Eibush, through the other Torah mitzvahs, it helps them to learn. And it starts gradually. Umin hakal el hakovet, from the light to heavy, meaning you start off a little bit. Mitchila sheyuchlu lekayim es hamitzvahs al yidei mesiras nefesh al kopanim. It starts off in the beginning. At least they should be able to do mitzvahs if they want to have self-sacrifice, at least. We're talking about a situation in where they can't even do mitzvahs even with self-sacrifice, but helping them first, it starts off that in a way that they're able to do mitzvahs through at least mesiras nefesh. Now that is called an opportunity, because somebody's going to say, well, we're talking like the mitzvah of, let's say, the four species, the adalad minim, so why would we say that the person can fulfill the mitzvahs through mesiras nefesh, but you're not supposed to give up your life for the mitzvah of sukkah? Only three averis that especially we know is yorek val yaver, but most of the mitzvahs is yaver. You should transgress. Don't let yourself get killed. Don't do mesiras nefesh. Why are we saying to do mitzvahs through mesiras nefesh is also a possibility, or it is making it a little bit easier than not being able to do it at all? But he can do it to mesiras nefesh, so he brings in the bracket. Okay, yidua sheyesh deyo b'poskim, as it's known There is opinion in the codifier, Shagam Baham Mitzvah Shaleim Omru, that even in those mitzvahs about which our sages say, Yavir V'al Yaharik, that he should transgress and not let himself get killed, is Rashoyi LeKadish as Hashem V'Velim Ser Atzma. He is still permitted to sanctify the name of Hashem and to give himself over for Kiddush Hashem. Person is still allowed to do that. So that's considered already a shtickle, a somewhat of a level of relief to be able to fulfill the mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh. But further, they give them strength first to start off by being able to do the mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh. Va'ad sha'achar kach, later on, lo yitzdarchu l'mesiras nefesh klal, they won't need self-sacrifice at all. Va'ad, and to the extent it gets even better, shelo yilehem nisyonis, they shouldn't have any test. Va'afilu lo yimeniyos v'yikuvim, even not things that hold back, things that distract and hold back. Yetzu lechedus, because they will go out in freedom. The yuchlu lasing betoydo mitzvahs betoych harchove, and they will be able to occupy themselves in toydo mitzvahs in a wide way without any restrictions. And kimaim razal, as our sages of blessed memory say, they'll be fulfilled the promise of kol hamekayim. Anyone who fulfills first the Torah in while poor, in the end he will fulfill it while he's wealthy, which meaning that these people who were faced with a situation of prevention that they did not allow them to do Torah mitzvahs will come to the level that they should be able to do Torah mitzvahs. And that comes through the fact that the other people are doing mitzvahs. Other people are doing mitzvahs, and they give them the koyach and the ois for them to change around in their own status, that they should eventually come to the level of be free and totally do mitzvahs b'teich harchava. So one can argue, okay, this applies in a case when there is oppression and when there is a denial, when Yidden can't do Torah mitzvah. What about, is the righteousness of Hashem when we are living in a free country, in a free world? We don't have any issues of nobody preventing. But there too, the Rebbe says we can extend this metaphorically also to the fact that some Yidden, that sometimes in certain situation we are actually in exile, we are in captivity by our own Yetzer Hara, who takes control of our lives and doesn't allow us to do and properly a certain mitzvah. The Rebbe is going to metaphorically say that other Yidden, we all have different challenges. One Yid has a challenge in one area, another Yid has another challenge in another area. The fact that we have different challenges, and sometimes the challenges we have are because they're most meaningful, and that's why the Yetzer Hara is actually specifically investing a lot of energy to prevent the Yid from what's important to him. So, but the fact that we have different challenges, and the fact that the other Yid overcomes the challenge that I'm having difficulty lends support to me for me to overcome my challenge. Let's look inside. Base. V'hine kivon shahat Torah hi nitzchis, since Torah is eternal. B'chol eis uzman, it is at every time, every period, ubechol mokom, in every place, kimavur ba'amaymer, as explained in the maymer. Muvon shetzdoka zu, so we understand that this charity, gam ba'amakoymes, She'em shom gzeiras ala Torah mitzvahs. This would also be in the places in which there is no decrees against Torah mitzvahs. So we have to apply it in a time and a place where there's no gzeiras, and we're saying that Hashem did the righteousness in the inner meaning of it. Yuvan ze al pi mashe kosuv kveit kedushas meirichom admur. Now we'll understand it based on what my father-in-law, the Rebbe, states in the writes in the Maimorim of the Chasana in Tav Reish Peites, the above Chasana, that's the Rebbe's wedding. He writes the Beinyan Mitzvus Pidyon Shivuyin Sheyeshno Gam Berichmis. The mitzvah of redeeming captives exists also spiritually. What does it mean? If we examine, what does it mean, a captive? A captive means one who is not able to get out where he is. He's held by against his will. So sometimes we can be captives on a spiritual level without being able to get out. The Kamoisha Shovui Begashmis. Just as one who physically is in captivity. Hayoshev b'maiser, he sits in incarceration, he sits in jail. Eina yochel lotzis misham. He is not able to get out of there. Al derech zehu gam beruchnis. Likewise, also spiritually, there is an idea of captivity. Shelepamim ha'odom shavui rachmona litzlan. A person can sometimes be held captive, be the Yitzray, in the hand of his inclination. The Yitzray Hara holds him, and he holds him captive. He can't get out of there. Now, he's going to give an example. We're not talking even in extreme cases. We're talking about even in a case where a person is so overwhelmed, indulged in his business affairs that he can't get out of it. It sort of holds him captive. Valderech, he says in the bracket. Balei asokim, if you have business people, hatrudim, who are occupied, umutrodim, and they're troubled. The yoiser bitirdis iskeyem, in the preoccupation of their businesses. So Shehem Kishurim, so they are tied, which means Shavuim, they're captives, Bamachshoves Hamavavolis, in those thoughts that confuse, that distract, and they are not able to get out of them. They are held captive. Va'atshalipomim, sometimes to such an extent, you are held back by the Yetzer and by the business, by Ukumayonus. He's like totally forced into it. He's like no choice. He's forced. He has no choice. He can't get out. Ubishoin Harambam, to use the language that the Rambam says, Benegeil Haloche, with regards to Haloche, Rambam brings over there by the person, they force him to give a get, but he says the person really wants to be good, but Yitzray Hu Shetokvay, the reason he is not doing what he's supposed to is because he was attacked by his Yetzer Hara. So we know this, so there is captivity in a spiritual level. What is the tzedakah that Hashem does by scattering out to help us out? And this is the tzedakah in the spiritual sense, al yidei shepizron lebein ha'umis, by saying, the Gemara says, Hashem has scattered us among the nations, even if we're talking about places where there is harvacha, there is no problem, there is equal rights for everybody. There, it's in a wide way. So what is the, nobody's oppressing us and not allowing us to do Torah mitzvahs. So what is the tzedakah here? The kasher mi shehu mi Yisrael shavu bidei Yisrael rachmanu litzlan. When there is a Jewish person who is in captivity in the hands of his Yetzer Hara, God forbid, as it relates to a specific, there's one specific area in the person's life in which he can't control, the Yetzer Hara holds him captive. So, the Eibishter helps him, how does he leave? How does he get out from his captivity? Something you can't do. You're held against your will. You can't do it with your own power. Because there is a rule, kivon she'ein chavush matir atzmai. A one who is incarcerated cannot free himself. I think in English there is an expression, you can't raise yourself by your boots. You need somebody else to take you, pick you up. When a person is in a pit, he can't get out of the pit. He needs somebody to pull him out. In the spiritual, you can't pull yourself out from the Yetzer Hara, from that pit. Ki im al yidei Yehudi she'ein nosun b'shivyo b'negeya linyazeh. By another Yid who is not in captivity, as it relates to that specific issue that you have, another Yid doesn't have. So the other Yid's ability to, who is free and does what he's supposed to do in that subject that you're having challenges, that helps you get out as well. Now, we're not talking about a Yid who is a complete tzaddik. He's also in captivity. But in another area, v'hainu degam kasher, because we're saying you're scattered amongst the nations in one place, another place. So degam kasher apoyde oisur mahashivyoy, even if it's a situation that the one who is redeeming you from captivity, who shavu bide yitzro, he is also in captivity in the hands of his yitzer. V'atshu kemoy onus. And also, he is also in that same status. He is like helpless, totally forced. His Yetzer, quoting the Loshna Rambam that he quoted before, attacks him. As it relates to another mitzvah. In other words, he's challenged on another mitzvah without being able to get out of there. And yet, that person, while he's challenged in another mitzvah, but not in your mitzvah, helps you get out in your mitzvah. Mikol makom, kivon shebi negeya lekama vekama mitzvahs, ein shavu bidei yitzroi, since with regards to many mitzvahs, he is not in captivity, he is able to do many mitzvahs. And here the Rebbe says, well, how come if he's not in the Yetzer Hara, if he's not in mitzvahs, how come he has a struggle with this specific thing? Because everybody has their personal challenges for them individual, and also every period has its specific challenges. Because the opposition of the evil inclination by every individual is mainly is a different matter. The opposition of the Yetzer Hara is by each person something different. By one person, he wants him not to do one thing, but the other person, he wants him to fail in something else. It's always something different. Why? Now, why we see it also in time. Time-wise, certain times there were very big struggles. The Gemara relates that in the time of the king Menashe, they had a tremendous Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah. Today, if you ask somebody, do you feel like worshiping idols? He says, nah, what? He laughs at you. Why does he have a... But there was a time that serving idols was... I think Gemara says, explains over there, that some people said, hey, what's not such a big deal? How come he failed so miserably? And the Gemara says that it was a different time. People were... the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah was very strong. So therefore we say שדכמוי שבכל זמן יש עבודה מיוחדת השייכת ביסל הזמן זה, just like on a time where there is a mitzvah, and there is an avoida which is specific for that time. The ikir hapituyim v'haisnagdu shel yetzer hara, the main persuasion and the main opposition of the yetzer hara is to prevent this service. Shelochein hanisyonis shebedoyr echot shoynim hanisyonis bedoyres acherim. That's why also in generations the challenges, the tests that are in one generation are different than the challenges that the tests in other generations. Okemoi bismanek shel Menashe. And just like in the days of Menashe, she'oz ho'yosheilet ha'yetzer David Zorah, at that time there was the dominance, the Yetzer Hora, was David Zorah. He wanted to have the Zorah. Mash'enkim ba'deirah shel Achrov, as opposed to the generations that follow, Alachas kama v'kama wasn't so strong. And then the Gemara says further, Alachas kama v'kama l'achar shekotlu l'yitzro d'avayda zora, after they killed, the Gemara relates that they killed the Yitzhahor of Avayda zora. So then for sure, the Gemara in Yoyma and the Sanhedrin, so then for sure, there's no more, there's no such a big deal for us, but the different generations have different Yetzirahs. So within one period is also. So kol echad mi Yisrael yesh inyan miyuchad. Each person has something specific, and a subject for him, mitzvah, a minig, a kayetzbe, whether it's a minig or a tradition, which is very important to him specifically. Kidum bebir maim razal. Some mitzvahs are very important to a specific person. It's known, explaining the sages of blessed memory. They say, the rabbi asked the other one, Abuch b'may havizoyer tvei. Your father, what was he more careful? So, Abuch b'may havizoyer tvei. We have to be careful in all mitzvahs. But there has to be a specific mitzvah that everybody is more careful, which means that's the mitzvah which is most important. And that mitzvah is the one that the Yetzer Hara tries mostly to prevent you. The main persuasion and opposition of Yetzer Hara is as far as this matter. And by yidei shemekayim es hamitzvus she'en yitzri lechem negdom k'negdom kol kach, and by doing the mitzvus that the Yitzhara does not wage war so much. So the person himself, some mitzvus he doesn't have that position, by doing the other mitzvus that he doesn't wage so much war. Hu poide behashivya ezeh sheyitzri tekfe mitzvus elu. So then you redeem from captivity the one whose Yetzer overpowered him in this mitzvah. Apparently, another person by doing the mitzvahs, but it's really in essence, l'chayra, why can't we say the person himself by doing the other mitzvahs that he's not challenged, that gives him a opportunity to help. The Pizreinu is because he has different mitzvahs, and by doing the other mitzvahs, it helps him overcome that mitzvah that he has challenged. But over here, it says, Shepizin Lebeinu Umos is through the fact that another Yid, Adei Shemekan Shein Yitzir Lechem Kenegdom Kol Kach, Upeidem HaShivya Ezed, as that seems like the one she used to talk mitzvah, but also in that case as well, by the other person not having that challenges. This is Shem made a charity by Yidden, that he scattered them amongst the nation, meaning that the challenges, the Yetzer Hora, doesn't have the same challenges, so another yid can give the strength to the other one. Why we call this tzedakah? This is a charity. The Eibishter helped us, but why is that tzedakah? So he said, this is the greatest form of tzedakah, the pidyon and shavuim, who tzedakah chinailis, to redeem from captivity is the greatest level of tzedakah. Okay, mevuah, the maimer hanal, as explained in the maimer, shebe mitzvah tzedakah, pidyon shavuim, who koidem l'chol davar, that the mitzvah tzedakah, if you want to get, when you give tzedakah, the mitzvah of redeeming from captivity, that comes before any other tzedakah. There's no greater mitzvah like as redeeming them from captivity. And this word, when the Eibishter gave us an opportunity to be redeemed, that's a tzedakah. Hashem scattered us amongst the nation, which means each one has other challenges amongst the Yetzirah. Does one's Yetzirah is different than the Yetzir of the other one. That is the way that the mitzvah of tzedakah pidyon shvuim is performed, is through the fact that we one yid stays strong in his mitzvahs. That's how we are able to So this is the idea of tzidkas pirzoinai in the spiritual level, that one yid has the ability to help out the other yid, and the fact that they do those mitzvahs, those challenges, and I think vice versa, so we're all helping each other out. Alright, so we're up to Ois Dalet, Ois Gimel. So we explained how the Eibishter did a righteousness, a kindness with us, that he scattered us amongst the nation. So if you can't do Torah in one place, you can do it in the other place. Gives strength that eventually everybody should be able to do the Torah. But he also brought down the same thing is spiritually. Sometimes a person is challenged in a very specific mitzvah and they can't overcome, and sometimes the Yetzirah pushes at a specific thing which is more important to that person. And the fact that another person has other challenges, but he can do your mitzvah, that you are stressed or you're challenged, that helps you eventually to get out of the clutches of the Yetzer Hara, and the biggest mitzvah is Pidyon Shavuim. But the Maimon asks the word that it says Tzidkas Pizroinoi. It really says in the Pasuk Tzidkas Pirzoinoi, which Pirzoinoi comes from the Lashon that he scattered them. But Pizroinoi, he teaches Pozer Pizroinoi, if the Zion comes before the rage, that means scattered. But Pirzoinoi can also mean like Prozis Teshev, without a wall, free and open. Let's see. Medayeg Mahamaimer. So in the Maimer, he specifies the wording, the lefi pirush ze bitzitkas pirzoinoi. According to the way we translate it now, what is the tzidkasoi? What is the righteousness? What is the charity? Is tzedakah chulu shepizron chulu? That the tzedakah is God has scattered us amongst the various different places. Havale lememar, he should have said tzidkas pizroinoi, the Zion before the reish, which mean scattered. Veloma nemar pirzoinoi. Omevayer, so he explains shapirzoinoi hu al derech mashekosuf Prozois Teishev Yerushalayim. Pirzoinai is similar to what it says, Yerushalayim will sit Prozois. Prozois means an unwalled city, not be afraid of anybody. That's the idea of Prozois. Prozois Teishalayim, Mahainu. This charity that Hashem did for the Yid, with the fact that He scattered them amongst the nations, that is in order, they should reach to even a higher level. Then they wore before they descended, in which He scattered them, that through the Pizron they reach Prozois. They come to the level of Yerushalayim will be unwalled, open, Pirzoinoi, as the Pasuk says here. So the Torah hints in this pasuk is that through the pizronai or shepizron, through the scattering, we reach to the level of Prozois Teishev Yerushalayim. So it says v'yuvan zeh. So we'll understand this. Api Maimer Azal Shekol Mashiyesh Ba'odom Yesh Ba'odom. That everything we find in the world is a microcosm we can find by the person. So just like in the world there is a Yerushalayim, there is a city called Yerushalayim, there is also by the people, there is a Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe says, Shalochei nikra ha'odom oylom katan. That's why a person is called a small world, a microcosm of the world, because whatever is in the world exists on a small, in a micro way, by the person. V'kol echod ve'echod chayiv loymer b'shvili nivra ha'olam. The Mishnah says, why was Adam created one all by himself? Because everybody is obligated to say, the world is created just for me. For one person alone, for one Adam, the world is created. Basically, a person is associated with the world. So just like we have Yerushalayim in the world, we also have Yerushalayim by the person. Mizem, move on. Sheba Adam, from this we understand, by a person, Atem, Kruyim Odom, Yesh Bechinas Yerushalayim, by a person, and we're talking not just people, we're talking about Yidden, Atem Kruyim Odom. You are referred to as Odom. Odom Atem. There is the level of Yerushalayim. Now, basically, we know Yerushalayim is there when they were free, but by a Yid, we have Yerushalayim even in the time of Golos. V'haynu, and that is, Shagam bizman ha-Golos, even in the time of exile. Ki mishe perime, ki she mipnei chatoeinu, golinu me'aretzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admoseinu, that when, because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land, and we have been distant from our earth, from Eretz Yisrael. Even now, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. We still have Yerushalayim. Now, the Rebbe cautions you. Maybe you think the people that live in Eretz Yisrael, they do have Yerushalayim, they do have Eretz Yisrael because they live there. No. Everybody says, Mipnei chateinu golinu ma'aretzeinu. We still have exiled. The land the way it should be, we are not in that land. She'inyan zeh. This idea, Golinu Me'artzenu, we have been exiled from our land, V'nisrachaknu Me'lad Maseinu, and we have been distant, further, furthered from our earth, who gam b'bnei Yisrael nimtzoyim b'eretz hakodesh tibonu v'sikonu b'meir v'imein omein. It's also in the Jewish people that find themselves in the Holy Land, tibonu v'sikonu be built and prepared. They are also in Golinu Maratzeim. They say it in the Dami. So while physically we are in exile, the concept of Yerushalayim in a spiritual way is eternal. Also now in exile, by every one and one of the Jewish people. What is the idea? What is Yerushalayim by the person? It's known she Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is made up of two words. Yira, pirushay, hu yira sholem. Yira means awe, fear of Hashem. Sholem, complete yira. Yerushalayim. That it's a complete yira. This comes from the Gemara and Tosfos, but whatever. Over here, it brings out from the different Maimorim. But so Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. Now, Yerushalayim means when a person has full, complete awe of Hashem, that's Yerushalayim. Now, this is also really in the physical Yerushalayim. This idea also as it's associated to the city of Yerushalayim literally. Oh, Kediisa b'Toisvus, just go to Toisvus, b'Shem HaMedrash. It says in Toisvus, in the name of the Medrash, Sheshem Yerushalayim hu al shem Sholem. What's the name Yerushalayim? It's al shem Sholem. Shekor'o Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. There was Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem that came to Avram, it says in the Pasuk. So his name was Sholem, that's the name, one part of Sholem. Val Shem Yira Shekor Avram. Hashem said, Avram said, Hashem Yeroe. So Yira and Sholem, it's Yerushalayim. Shahu, this idea by a person is Shlemus HaYira. That's complete Yira. That is the meaning of Yerushalayim. That's why we say that the spiritual Yerushalayim is eternal also now in the time of exile. Because by each and every one of the Jewish people, gam bizman hagolus, also in the time of golus, yesh behelem akolponim, at least in a hidden way, I'll call Shleimus HaYira, has the complete Yira. It'll come on. We all have Yerushalayim. Maybe not in the open, but deep inside we have Yerushalayim. We have complete Yira. The Rebbe is going to explain now, there are two levels in Yerushalayim. And in the person also, there's Yerushalayim Shalmato, the lower level of Yerushalayim, and there's Yerushalayim Shalmailo, the higher level of Yerushalayim. And the levels that it comes out to reveal, that is the Yerushalayim Shalmato. Let's look inside. Yuvan Zebahagdim will understand it by introducing the Be'inyona Shel Yerushalayim. In the idea of Yerushalayim, Shleimus HaYira, which is complete Yira, Bavedus HaOdom, in service of man, and the Rishnei Pirushim, through interpretation. The Bekama Mekoimus Mevuar, in several places, explains She Yerushalayim Hi HaYira Kimoi Shebo B'tziur the Yira. The Yerushalayim is the fear, the awe of Hashem as it is shaped in a form of Yira. In other words, it's an expressive, it's a shaped, it's a level of a felt fear that a person has an awe of Hashem. V'zehu inyin Yerushalayim shel mato. V'Yerushalayim shel mailo. And that is the two levels of Yerushalayim shel mato, Yerushalayim shel mailo, in this expressive fear. Ki b'yira yesh b'chlolu shtei madregis. Generally speaking, in the fear, Yira Shemayim, fear of Hashem, there are two levels, generally speaking. Yira Tato, the lower level, Yerushalayim Shalmato, and Yira Hilo, the upper level of Yira, which is Yerushalayim Shalmaila, the upper level of Yerushalayim. There's a lower level of Yira, which is a very simple fear of violating Hashem's will, because of punishment, etc. Then there is a higher, a fear and a shame. How could I? You know, or we'll see what he explains. Vezehu Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what we say. Hashem said, Lo'ovoi b'Yerushalayim shel mailo ad she'ovoi l'Yerushalayim shel mata. I will not come to Yerushalayim of above. In the Gemara and Tainis, until I come to Yerushalayim below. Which means, the Hagam Shemitzad Hagiluyim, Yiratato Hilamato Mato Lagabi Riloh, even though when based on the revealed levels, the lower level of Yira is lower and lower relative to the upper level of Yira. Mikol Mokoim, so, why can you not come to the Shalayim Shel Mailo? How could you, Shalayim Shel Mailo, Mata coming through the Shalayim Shel Mailo? It's much lower. Mikol Mokoyim, Kivon Sheyira Tato Ashor Shem Yira Ilo. Since the lower level of Yira comes rooted from the higher level of Yira, until they're really one level of Yira. Lachain, therefore, al yidei Yira Tato, Yerushalayim Shalmata, through the lower level of Yira, magim le Yira Ilo, you come to the upper level of Yira, Yerushalayim Shalmailo, to the Yerushalayim of above. What exactly? How do we translate that? So this is based on the Maimer that the Friedrich Rebbe gave during the Chasana, the Maimer Tzidkas Pizoyner. So from the flow of the matters in this Maimer, movement is understood. Yerushalayim hu nekuda sayiras shamayim shalamayla mahasechel. Yerushalayim is the point of Yiras Shamayim, which is beyond the intellect. Which means, Nekudo Shalamaylo Metzir. It's a point which is beyond, above any shape. It's not formed yet. It's in a point, Sheyeshno Bekol Echad Vechad Mi Yisrael, which exists by each and every one of the Jewish people, Mitzad Etzem HaNeshoma Shaloi, Shaboy Shalomailo Megiluim. That is the essence of the soul, which is higher than even than coming into expression. It's the higher level of the soul. I'm not sure to say Chaya Yechida, but this is higher than the expressive level, the Koiches Giluim. V'yesh Loimar, and we can say the Mahataimim Alzeh Shenekuda Zu Nikras B'Shem Yerushalayim. What is the reason that this point is called Yerushalayim? Shleimus Hayira, the Holy, who kiamitis inyan hashleimus. What is when we call what is real wholesomeness? Who she'ain shayich sheyir by chisorin, that it doesn't apply. That cannot be nothing lacking. It's not only that it doesn't have a chisorin, that it's whole, but it doesn't even apply. You can't even imagine any chesed. And therefore, hayira kemoi shebo begilui, that the way the Yira comes in revealed, Bitsir the Yira, in the shape of Yira, in other words, it's already formed. Talk about Yira. Kivon she'efshar she'yir b'chisorin, since there is possible that this should be lacking, if we're talking about in the expressive level of Yira, it may not be full. Ein ba'amitis ha'shleimus doesn't have really the mitzvah. So in truth, even though we talked about two levels, we'll see soon, it expresses itself, but in truth, Yerushalayim is beyond expressive. It's in the essence, higher than being able to come down. If it's something expressive, since there could be lacking, Ein ba'amitis ha'shleimus, it doesn't have true wholesomeness. Ba'amitis ha'shleimus, the true wholesomeness, he bin ekudas hayira shamayim, that's in the point of fear of heaven, shalamayla vegili, which is higher than revelation. The nekuda zu yeshna tomit b'kol echad v'echad v'yisrael. That point is always by every yid, by every yid. So in, we have yira eloh, we have yira tato, you have yushlaim shalmayla, yushlaim shalmato. The point of yira is the nekuda salim. So now we need that higher level of yira to come down. And that is the tzedakah pirzoine, as the Rebbe will explain now. Vihine av shenekudas hayira shemayim shalamayla ma'aseichel hilamayla ma'agbole. Even though that point of Yira Shamayim is beyond the intellect and it's beyond any limitation, Mekol Mokoyim, Yesh Bobi's Galusa, there is in it, as it's revealed, Kama Vakama Madregis, many and many steps. Vamitai Sabligvul Shabo, the true unlimited of that Yira Shamayim, Yia Losid Lovay, will be in the future to come. Vizehu, and that's why we say it about the future specifically, that Yerushalayim, that inner Yira that is in the heart, will be open, no wall, not hidden anymore. How does Rashi explain it? It will have no amount, no set amount, there's no shear. Vegam oz yeba aliyes lein kates, and also then there will be elevation endlessly. Kamo shekosuf Rashi shetagodl miyem liyem, it'll increase from day to day. So that is the level of bligvul, prozus teishiv Yerushalayim. Vezehu tzidkas pirzoynei biYisrael. And this is the meaning, Tzidkas Brizoyne B'Yisrael, Chulu Tzidoko, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael, Shepizun HaBein HaOmes, Hashem did a righteousness, a kindness, with the Yidden, that He scattered them amongst the nation. The fact that the Pasuk writes this, Tzidoko Chulu Shebizrom Chulu, that He did a righteousness, that He scattered them, B'Loshin Pirzoyne, who He uses the Loshin instead of Pirzoyne, uses Pirzoyne to tell you, Katzedokesh Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael, that what is the charity that Hashem did by the Aldei Shepizram Lebein Ha'umis, by scattering them amongst the nation? Who shall Yidei say, Yagiu LePirzoyne Shalomaylam Mebedidu V'Agbolos? So that way they will reach Prozis, the Pirzoyne, in a way of beyond limitation, without any measure limitation. And that's why the Pasuk puts it in, Tzidkas Pirzoinei, to say that we reach the level of process. How is that? There's two ideas here. Shal yidei hamenias v'ikuvim shebizman hagolos, through the obstacles, through the challenges, the block and the stops that take place in the time of exile, Pizrul Abeno, meaning in the nations, meaning the challenges, as we said before, we all have in our own Avodas Hashem. Misoyredes umizgale nekudas ayiras shamayim shebuchol echad miYisrael. That arouses and it reveals the point of Yiras Shamayim, which is by every Jew. Kimavur Baruch Haba Maimer, as explained at length in Maimer. Through that challenges and through the difficulties, that point of Yiras Shamayim, which is higher than the intellect, that comes revealed. Shilamayla Medita Vagbola, which is beyond measure and limitation. But the Yiseida Mezu, and more than that, that's one Nekuda. But another that, the Inyan Pirzoyne Remes, that the idea of Pirzoyne hints Kimuva Le'il Sivgima Maimer, as brought down earlier in chapter 3, the Siv 3, from the Maimer, Al Prozis Teshev Yerushalayim, on Prozis Yerushalayim, Shal Yidei, His oiris nekudas ayiras shemayim bisman hagolus. Through waking up that point of yiras shemayim and golus, tia achkach hisofa valiyah benekudas ayiras shemayim. That brings additional an aliyah in the point of the yiras shemayim. So you're actually increasing that yiras shemayim habligvul. Shabbo. In the belief will come like in the future. So the person's causes process in the nekudas of the Yerushalayim. The first Indian is that challenges brings to process by the person, and second is that it also hints on the process of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim itself will be prozis. When we arouse that Yiras Shamayim and Golus, we bring a Hisof in Yiras Shamayim Hablig Vul Shaba, as it will be in the future. V'yashloimar Oizvav, the beprozis teishiv Yiras Shamayim Nekudas HaYiras Shamayim Shnei Inyonim. So what do we mean that the Nekudas of Yerushalayim, the Nekudas Yerushalayim, that's the Yerushalayim process station. What does it mean, process within that Yerushalayim, within the Nekudas Yerushalayim? There's two in Yonim here. First of all, Shenekudas Hayiras Shamayim Atzmo Hilamailo Magbola. That first of all, that point is beyond any limitation. Kenal Sifhei. That it'll be going to God in an unlimited way. And also, it expands with unlimited. It's a blikvul, it's beyond limitation and expands beyond limitation. And here too we have two in Yonim. What does it mean that it expands unlimited? First of all, Shenekudas Hayiras Shemayim Poyeles Bechol Koyches HaNefesh, that point of Yiras Shemayim impacts all the powers of the soul. That means it expands limitless. That it impacts all the powers of the soul. Sheyiyu Behesem LaNekuda, so that they should fit the point. They should all go according to the point. That means it's mispashit bligvul to every part. V'gam v'shagam ha'nekuda atzmo mispashetes b'chol koiches ha'nefesh. That the nekuda itself, first it impacts everything. But the second point is that it itself, not only it impacts everything, that the nekuda itself expands in the Chol Koyches HaNefesh, in all the powers of the soul. So these are two parts. One of it is, it influences all the Koyches HaNefesh, that's the Hispashtus, beyond limitation, and also that it itself expands into the koichas ha-nefesh, and not only to the powers of the nefesh, but also to machshava divrei ma'ase, the levushim. Ad ba'levushim, the machshava divrei ma'ase, till it impacts also thought, speech, and action. Obedugmas, this would be similar to prozis teshev Yerushalayim kipshuta, just as the literal meaning that Yerushalayim will be open. The noise of lozer she Yerushalayim hinikuda, in addition that Yerushalayim is a point, the emtsoi shel ha'olam, that's the center of the world. And it is from the foundation stone, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, Hushtas Kol HaOlam, the entire world was based on. So, Hine Gam Yerushalayim Atzma Tispashet B'Chol HaOlam. So we say Yerushalayim itself will expand into the whole world. Dasida Yerushalayim Tispashet B'Chol Eretz Yisrael. Because we know that in the future, Yerushalayim will expand to, as Rebbe brings the sources, will expand to all of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will expand. And Eretz Yisrael will expand to all the lands. So that means that Yerushalayim itself will expand, not just the impact of Yerushalayim. And that's the second idea in the expansion, that one expansion is from it, and the other in that it itself expands. And the Rebbe says, Zayin v'lechoyre, yesh loisif, sim we can add, the zesh nemar pirzoinoi v'loi pizroinoi. Why does it say pirzoinoi from lost the process, and not pizroinoi? Inyan, we're talking here about that hints to the idea that Yerushalayim will be prozis. Shayich gam lehatzdoko shepizrom shemevayr betchilas ha-maimer. This also relates to that charity that Hashem has done, that He has scattered us, that He explains in the midst, in the beginning of the maimer. Over there He said that she'esek HaToyro Mitzvah Shel Yisrael. We talked about literally that the occupation of Toyro Mitzvahs of Yidden, HaNimtzoyim B'mekoymas HaRivocha, who find themselves in places where it's wide, where they're not limited. Noisen Koyach V'Oiz, that gives the strength, the power, and the strength Li Yisrael, to those Yidden that find themselves in the place of the decree, sheyuchlu lilmeit toiro l'kayim mitzvos, they should be able to study Torah b'mekayim mitzvos. So, the Rebbe wants to explain now, kizeh she'esek atoiro mitzvos shel echod, noisen koyach v'oiz l'sheni. Why is it that the occupation of Torah mitzvos of one Yid gives strength to another Yid? Why is that? And Uli Fisher call Yisrael hay mitzias achas, because all Yidden are one entity. Ubefrat, and especially mitzad, befrat mitzad nekudas hayira shamayim vabitul shalem, specifically from the perspectives of the point of yira shamayim that we all have, and their subjugation. Shehi nekuda ha-ma'achedes is called Yisrael. That is a point, that point we all have, that Yerushalayim the bittul, which unites all Yidden. V'lochein, and therefore, v'chdei sha'esek de toiro mitzvah shel echod, in order for the occupation of one person's toiro mitzvahs, yiten koyach v'oiz la'acher, should give the power and the strength to somebody else, which is the Inyan Hatzdoka Bezesha Pizron. That's the righteousness that He scattered them so that they should be able to do the mitzvah and give koyach to those who are under the oppressive regime. When who kishaesek hatoyru mitzvus shaloi is when the person's occupies himself with Torah mitzvus, who banakuda the Yerushalayim, is when he uses his point of Yerushalayim, the presentation of Yerushalayim. When the other Yid who's in the Mekoymes Harvocha serves the Eibishter, learns Torah and does mitzvahs with his Nekudah Yerushalayim, which unites him with all Yidden that have that Nekudah Yerushalayim. That Prozit Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Shalom Yerushalayim. So then his Prozit that his Yerushalayim is Be'oifadu Faratzto Yama Vakayim Tzvayna Vanegba. So that person's learning is paratzta, is prozestation, is burst out to the west, east, north, and south. Shemispashetes v'chayderes b'chol koiches hanefesh. So that means that his learning Torah is in a way that it spreads out, it penetrates in all of the powers of his soul. Ad machshav divrei ma'asim shloi, until his speech and his action. Thought, speech, and action. V'yeshloimar. So this is talking about when one Yid in the literal level, from one Yid's Torah in a place where he can do mitzvahs to help another place where he cannot do the mitzvahs. That his level of doing it with pirzoinoi, with lovla prozis, expands to his own full self, and then he expands, and then he can influence everybody else. But the same thing is within the person's struggles by himself. Yishloimar, shezehu gam atam azeh. This is also the reason. Sheisek b'toyra mitzvah shel echod noisin koyach ba'ez. That's also why you give the strength. Not just for those who find themselves in a place of a decree, but also in those who are captives by their own Yetzer Hara. Leave this oisom mahashivya to redeem them from captivity. Canal Siv Beis, as we said earlier, Siv Beis. Because by every single Jew, afilu birishoyim, even when we talk about evil, yesh behelam akolponim nekudas hayirashamayim. At least there is hidden, there is the point of Yerushamayim. At least it's obscure, it's hidden, but they do have that. Velochein kol asugim di Yisrael. That's why all types of yidden, tzadikim benim urishoyim, righteous, middle, and evil, hemitzias achas, they're really one existence. Kimurumas gam betevis tzibur. We know also the word tzibur. Tzibur means a community. She Yisrael heim tzibur. Yidden are called a tzibur. Tzibur is a Rosh Tevis. Tzadikim beinim urishoyim. Tzadikim beinim urishoyim. Shekol gimul sugim elohim etzias achas. All these categories are really one entity. Vavov she betevis tzibur. They say, ooh, Rishoyim Tzibur. That Vov, who Vov HaMechaber, is a Rishoyim HaBeinim HaTzadikim. That's a Vov that connects them, ooh, Rishoyim, to the Beinim HaTzadikim. Ba'ad Sha'aroy Shul Kol HaTeva, to the extent that it connects them, that what is the head of the whole world, who is Tzadik. That the Tzadik is the beginning of the word of Tzibur. And Ba'amich Kulam Tzadikim. So all your people are Tzadikim. So therefore, the occupation of Torah mitzvah of the tzaddikim and the beinunim, especially when their occupation of Torah mitzvahs, they include themselves with all yidden, as v'haftal reich kamoicha, love thy fellows yourself. Poyel gam al elu hashvuyim b'yidei Yisrael. This impacts that even those who are in captivity in the Yetzahoras, she yetzu me'ashivya v'yu tzadikim gam begolui, that they should be able to go out of captivity and be tzaddikim also openly. So the Torah and mitzvahs that a Yid learns helps people in places where they can't do it. It also helps other people who are struggling because of our connection, because of the tzibur, the tzaddikim, beinim, rishonim, they're all connected, that nekudas, hayir shemaim, that we all have. Ches. Behine inyan hanal, this above idea, sha'esek the Torah mitzvah shalechot, noisin koyach v'oiz gam l'sheni, that when one person learns Torah mitzvahs, it gives strength and power also to the other person. Hu loy rak kishahoines b'negei l'meza mitzvah. It's not only in the two above mentioned cases that we're talking about, when a person is forced, so to speak, with regards to mitzvahs, whom ibn exeris amalchus, either because of the decree of the government, or because his yetzer attacked him and he can't control himself. When according to the Torah, you're forced, you can't fulfill this mitzvah. Or kamo Yisrael, as for example, the Yidden, hanimtzoyim b'chutz l'oretz, who find himself in the diaspora, shall be Torah, according to Torah, e'ef shalem l'kaimus ha-mitzvahs ha-tluyus b'oretz. It's impossible for them to fulfill the mitzvahs that you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Bal derech zeh, similar to that, b'chlolu zman ha-golus, generally in the time of exile, she'ef shal gam b'nei Yisrael hanimtzoyim b'Eretz Yisrael, which is impossible also for the Yidden who are in Eretz Yisrael, l'kayim mitzvahs atluyis, b'zman shebeis ha-migdash ha-yikayim, to fulfill the mitzvahs that depend on the time that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. So, even in this case, because of the fact that all Yidden, that in all places and all times, meaning whether you're Chutzlar in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in the time of the Beis HaMikdash or not, hey, Metzias Achaz, they're one entity. Lachain, therefore, Al Yidei Zesh Bnei Yisrael and Mitzoyim Beretz Yisrael, through the fact that the Yidden that are in Eretz Yisrael, Mekaimim Es HaMitzvahs HaTluyis Ba'oretz, they fulfill the mitzvahs that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael, and they do them, Moyil Zeh Gam Avur Bnei Yisrael and Mitzoyim Mechutz L'oretz. That helps also for the Yidden who find themselves outside of Eretz Yisrael. The same thing is, as it relates to those mitzvahs that are hinged, you need to be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden did then when there was the Beis HaMikdash. That helps for the Bnei Yisrael when they're in exile. Kivon, shekol Yisrael, because all Yidden shev meshach kol adeiros, of all generations, time, space, even in time, hem tzibur echad, they are one community. The ein misa b'tzibur, a community, there's no such a thing as death by a community. Shalachain hakorban sheikrivu b'mei Ezra, the korban that they brought in Ezra, kiper gam al Yisrael shoyu b'tzitur shel tzidkiyo, that is forgiven for the generation that was in the time of tzidkiyo, the Rebbe brings from the Gemara in Horius. So that means that intergenerational, there's no problem. You can forgive for them because the community remains. Test. V'zehu tzidkas pirzoyna b'Yisrael, tzedokah chulu shezeh shebizan ben omes. This is that the tzedokah of scattering them and prozeh ben omes. Zeh shenemat pirzoyna, the loy pirzoyna, for saying pirzoyna, proz not pirzoyna, who? That righteousness that Hashem did by the Yidden, shepizram lebein ha'umis, that He scattered them among the nation, who, what is it? That's the way they will reach the future, the process teshuv Yerushalayim. That's the way they come to process teshuv Yerushalayim. Kinal barucha. In the future, there will be the real process teshuv Yerushalayim. Another reason why it says Pirzoinoi, who kibichdei loves the Prozis Teshu Shalayim, in order to come to Prozis Shalayim, who are Yidei, Shagama Avoida Bizman Hagolus, Also, the service during the time of exile, Kshepizan al Lebein Om, is when we are scattered, he be'oifen the prozis teishev Yerushalayim. You need to work in a way of prozis teishev Yerushalayim. The noisev shehak nisa. Yerushalayim begashmis. In addition, that entering Yerushalayim physically, begula ha'mitis ha'adei Mashiach Tzidkenu, the destined geula through Mashiach hi'al yidei ha'voido, the Yerushalayim Shleimus Ha'ira, comes through the Avoida of Yerushalayim, which is the wholesome Navira, Kibiyas HaMashiach Tia, because Mashiach will come Al Yidei B'Koyle Tishmo, listening to Hashem, meaning Yerushalayim, Shazow Inya B'Koyle Tishmo Al Yidei Ha'ira. How do you listen to a voice, hearken to Hashem's voice? Is Yira, she reaches Avoida, V'Ikra V'Sharsha, calling from Tanya, the beginning of the service and the main and the root is Yira. So therefore, you have to have that level of Yira. Dagam shebichdei shekima mit Torah mitzvahs yu b'shleimus tzorich gam la'ava. While you also need for the Torah mitzvahs to be complete, you need ava. Hareikir avodah Yira, but the main service is Yira. So in order to get the gashmis, the gula hamitzvahs from Mashiach Tzidkenu, we need Yerushalayim. But in a bichdei shetiyeh prozis teishiv Yerushalayim. So in order to get to that, tzrich aliyas avodah gam achshav ba'ofen shel prozis, we have to serve in a way of prozis. Lemailo memedido ve'agbola, in a way beyond measure and limitation. Shebichlolus yavodah demesiras nefesh. Generally speaking, what does it mean working in a way of prozis? Open, it means self-sacrifice. Mesiras harotzen, to give over your desire. It doesn't mean let yourself get killed, but give over your wishes, everything that you want. No, everything for Hashem. Shavoida zo, that is this service, Yachona Kreiva, that's the close preparation, Shia Prozis Teishiv Yerushalayim Gam Kipshutei, that also literally should be Yerushalayim Sid openly, which we said, Asida Yerushalayim Shetispasha B'chol Eretz Yisrael, which Yerushalayim is going to expand to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is going to expand to all lands. This is accomplished as all matters of the future. Through our work, our service during the duration of the time of Golus. Generally, what is the work divided? Those are the three lines. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasodim. Torah and the service and acts of kindness. As the saying of our sages in the beginning of tractate Brochus Ubereshiso, in the beginning, Allah Posik. The note the Rebbe brings down, Bitchiloso Umbereshiso. In the beginning, Chesomed Aleph. Ala posik podo b'sholem nafshi b'krovli ki b'rab mo'yimodi. On the verse podo b'sholem nafshi b'rab mo'yimodi koloisik b'toyru b'gmilas chasod mispala matzibur. One who occupies himself in Torah and gmilas chasod and daws with the minion. Malo olov ani olov ki lupudani li lubonim b'inu m'soylum. I consider it as if he redeemed me and my children from amongst the nations of the world. Befrat, especially Aldei Havoido de Futsu Manisech Chutzo, that spreading the wellsprings to the outside. Shall Yidei Ze, Mashiach was told by, Baal Shem Tov was told by Mashiach that his wellspring should be spread out. Osi Mardo Malka Mashiach, the master, which is the King Mashiach, will come, Kmeshakosu Beiger Sakoidesh Baal Shem Tov, as written in the holy letters of Baal Shem Tov, Mashashoma Mehechel HaMashiach, that which he heard in the room of Mashiach, Bemalko Mashiach, from the King Mashiach, Vezehu Tzedoka Chulu, Shepizron Lebein Omas. This is the righteousness that he scattered us among the nation. Shal Yidei Maaseinu, Vavedeseinu Bizman HaGolos. Through our actions, through our work in the time of Golos, Begimul HaKav in the Torah Avedet Gimilas Chasodim. By the three line Torah Avedet Gimilas Chasodim, Befrat Bafot Samayonach Schutza. Especially by spreading out the wellspring to the outside, Shebchol Yoyim V'Yoyim. That is every day. In addition, that in each and every day, while we're still in Golus, Nasa Abdiya Beruchnis, the spiritual redemption, Kiluputani, as if I was redeemed. In a kol pulo pulo bahanal, each act and act in the above, Mitzarefes L'cheshbon Godel, adds to a great accounting Shalat Zdokah of the righteousness, Shemakareves HaGeulah, that brings the Gula close, Kipshuta Begashmis, you mean literally, not just your own spiritual redemption, but the physical redemption. It's all tzedakah that you give every day adds to a big cheshbon, which brings the literal redemption. Then it will be, Yerushalayim will see open, Gam Begashmis, also physically, the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, with the coming of righteous Mashiach, Bekorev Mamesh, very soon.